Welcome to the Healthy Mindset App Podcast, where host Mike Hartman, a performance coach and former professional athlete, brings his passion to help athletes and workplace athletes achieve their dreams and goals while being mindful of everything else in life. Mike also uses this platform to share his targeted assessment application, Healthy Mindset course, meditation, and goal setting technique for the athlete and workplace athlete. We're glad you're here. Now, let's dive headfirst into this episode of the Healthy Mindset App Podcast. Here's your host, Mike Hartman.
Within your self-coaching journey, we are going to talk about your environment through your total wellness assessment that you have taken. And this attributes to your need to have a healthy living space that's nurturing, inspiring, and positive. It affects all that we do mentally and physically around you. You could take a look at this here. You could read a little bit about this. This includes the dressing room where you play, or at home, or your workplace. No matter where that is, it's your overall environment, and it has to be positive. And we have to really understand the influences that we have within that environment. So within your self-coaching journey, it's important to start being more aware, being more mindful, being fully present to what is around you. If you're constantly around people that have a negative attitude and they're going to bring you down, that is definitely not a healthy environment. So the question is, do you spend your day in a healthy environment? You could be on a team and you may not have control of that environment because you're on that team and it could be negative. We use the word toxic. Same within the workplace. I have somebody at work that's toxic. Well, you're going to have to address that because it only gets worse. So if you're playing on a sport team and you have a player that is not a good influence and negative and is very negative and says things about bad things about their teammates or even about the coaches, that is not a good environment to be in. You have to address that. I'm not here to tell you how to address that. This is what self-coaching is. You're going to have to think about what's best for you. Everybody's situation is different. Do you talk to the captain, or you might even be the captain? Do you take that player aside and say, listen, we need to address this? I played with the best leader in sports. Am I one of the best leaders, Mark Messier? And I just remembered, I don't think we had too many issues on the team that I was on with him, but I've heard previously that he'd pull players aside and sit down with them and say, listen, you know, cut it out. Stop doing this. This is not how it works here. Derek Jeter did it, actually. There's a good leader. I don't remember who the pitcher was. Like I mentioned this before in another episode, that pitcher from the, just got traded to the Yankees, and he was rolling his head and his eyes and bad body language, and he addressed it right away. He went up and said, stop it. We don't do this here. This is not part of the New York Yankees culture and tradition. Same thing within an office. I worked with a person. I love this person. I can't say his name, but he had 750 people that had to report, not necessarily to him, but that was underneath him. He had managers, and he said he would look for toxic situations. He would keep an eye on it, things that would trigger, like the littlest thing. He told me this, it was amazing. He said, I could tell in a couple minutes if somebody is really not what would fit in with our team. Let's say it like that. I would say, how do you do that? He goes, well, just watch how they treat people like a waiter or a waitress. They don't treat them with respect. Just be very careful. And this good friend of mine said, well, I know one thing. They're going to treat me with respect because these people report to me. But how do they treat others? So you have to take care of it. Use the community for Q&A around this, and we'll try to help out as best as possible. This is a tough one because sometimes, you know, you're on a team and you could be a rookie and you're stuck. So, and what do you do? You're caught in the middle. This is where we're here, just to help you and lead you to the best we can. So think about the environment you're in. Think about ways that you could put yourself in a better situation, or how to get out of that situation, or work with that situation, whatever it may be. We're here to help you. There's never a bad question. Looking forward to helping you and leading you through this. And this is all based off of your assessment, which the assessment's really just a baseline to see where you are. And if you are in a toxic environment, and how can we help you within that?
We're so glad you joined us for this episode of the Healthy Mindset App podcast with your host, Mike Hartman. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. To dive deeper and learn more about the Healthy Mindset program, or to get in touch with Mike, please visit our website, healthymindsetapp.com. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you'll join us again in the next episode of the Healthy Mindset App podcast. Until then, be well.